Passage 1. A sophomore at Colorado State University first had a problem in taking tests when she began college. She said that she was well prepared for her tests. Sometimes she studied for weeks before a test. Yet she would go in to take the test only to find she could not answer the questions correctly. She would blank out because of nervousness and fear. She couldn't think of the answer. Her low grades made her teacher surprised. In fact, what the student was experiencing is called test anxiety. Because the student worries and is uneasy about a test, her mind does not work as well as it usually does. The student cannot write or think clearly because of extreme tension and nervousness. Although poor grades are often a result of poor study habits, sometimes test anxiety causes the low grades. Recently, test anxiety has been recognized as a real problem, not just an excuse or false explanation of lazy students. There are some special counseling courses in universities trying to help students with the same problem. In these courses, counselors try to help students by teaching them how to manage test anxiety. At some universities, students are asked to take tests to measure their anxiety. If the tests show that their anxiety level is high, the students will take short courses to help them deal with their tension. These courses teach students how to relax their bodies. Students are trained to become calm in very tense situations. By controlling their nervousness, they can let their minds work easy and their learned information then comes out without difficulty on a test.
Question 26. Why couldn't the girl student answer the questions correctly? Question 27. What can be inferred about the girl student? Question 28. How are some universities trying to help students with the problem?